You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We all have comfort zones in our life. And none of us likes to be pulled away and out of them. When that happens, we usually scream and protest and come up with all kind of excuses why we need to remain in our comfort zones. In the religious community where I live, there are five of us Franciscan friars, supposedly well-educated, mature human beings, and in our chapel, we always sit in the same chairs. And if somebody would be so crazy as to take somebody else's seat, the other four get totally unraveled. The same thing happens after we conclude our evening prayer and we move into the dining room for dinner. We sit in the same chairs come, you know what, our high water. And if somebody would presume to sit in my chair, I don't think I could eat properly. So let's just, and I'm glad you're laughing, let's just admit that we all do this in many, many different ways. I sort of notice from Sunday to Sunday that most of you all sit in the same seats in church all the time. My mother was that way when I was growing up. She had to get there about 45 minutes before Mass so that somebody would not be so bold as to take her pew. So we slip into these comfort zones and these secure ways of acting because that's our way of, I think, being secure. Familiar surroundings, predictable outcomes, schedules that very easily deteriorate into just plain routine. We all do it, and we do it in so many different parts of our lives, certainly in our private lives and in our family lives. But then, unhappily, sometimes with disastrous results, we do that in bigger communities too. We get ghettoized and tribalized and every other kind of ized because we cannot break easily out of our comfort zones. It takes a special person with maturity and intelligence to understand what is going on and to have the nerve, at least from time to time, to break out and do something daring and adventurous. I suggest to you as we get near the end of the Easter season and celebrate Ascension today and Pentecost a week from today, that this is exactly the dynamic that was going on in the lives of the apostles and the early disciples of Jesus in those pristine, primitive days of the church. Even before his death and resurrection, for 2.5 or 3 years, Jesus picked apostles and some disciples, and he very patiently trained them for their new mission in life. And what he was doing, in effect, was extracting them out of their comfort zones. You used to be fishermen, well, I'm changing that right now. And he sent them, after he would instruct them, on little test runs, different missionary trips, to see how they would do. But always it was an outward thrust. Jesus was taking these mostly uneducated Jewish followers of his who were ghettoized and tribalized in the worst possible way and opening them up to the outside world. Certainly, when he rose from the dead, that stressed them out a great deal. Whoever did that before. And during the Easter season, we have the lovely accounts in that early church of how they struggled to get that through their thick heads, that there was a new dimension now that Jesus has been raised from the dead. And then the history of the early church, following those apostles, especially people like Peter and Paul, it's just kind of fun to watch them being pulled out of their comfort zones. They started out with the idea that, well, following Jesus was just maybe another version of Jewish religion. And so we had to keep observing the Mosaic law. We had to kind of keep to ourselves. They ghettoized themselves very effectively. But God, through the Holy Spirit, led them outside of their comfort zones, got them to see that salvation was not just for the Jews, but for everybody, the Gentiles as well. And it was just a continual expansion to the outside. And that's really been the history of our church for 2,000 years. When the church has been at its best, the church has always gone out beyond its comfort zone and embraced new peoples, new cultures, new lands, new ways of worshiping and everything else. And there's always, let's face it, been the tribalized people in the church who said, oh my God, our European church is going to, you know where, in a bushel basket. What are these Africans and Asians doing to our faith? But God's energy keeps going from the inside to the outside, pulling us out of our comfort zones. And I would suggest to you that Pope Francis is merely the most recent example of what has been going on for 2,000 years. He has been stretching people to reach out and think outside the box, if I can use a horrible cliche. That's exactly when religion is at its best, when it is adventurous, when it is daring, when it reaches out and goes outside of its comfort zone. So let's draw a couple practical conclusions for ourselves. And I am aware, certainly, that today is Mother's Day. And I don't think it is corny to suggest that all of us started out in the same comfort zone of our mother's womb. For 9 months, we had perfect safety and security and predictability. There were no outside threats. But then came the time to move out. And most of us did that kicking and screaming and protesting, and we haven't stopped since. And isn't that the story of life? Children come into this world after being in that comfort zone, and now they have to start dealing with parents, siblings, playmates, sometimes people of other races and religions. God knows what horrible things can happen. But it's always a stretching to the outside. They go to school, they go to college, and we all have gone through that in so many different ways. Some of us more gracefully than others, but the movement is always from the inside to the outside. And so as we honor our mothers today, I think it's just a nice thought to remember that that was our initial comfort zone, but also to remember you can't stay there. You got to move out sooner or later. The little chicks have got to leave the nest at a certain point. And we all know the wisdom of that. That's human life. That's the way it works. So as we honor our mothers today, we thank them for providing that comfort and safety and security that we needed when we were vulnerable, but we need in their honor to move out to new horizons and new frontiers. And so you who are parents, who are repeating that drama now with your own children, be aware of that. Most of you go out of your way to provide homes that are safe, secure, and very comfortable. But there comes a point when you've got to let go. You got to let go and let God do some things and be prepared for some setbacks along the way. That's just the way it works. But that's the dynamic of human life, and I think Mother's Day is a good day to recall us to that dimension. And then certainly it is our mission as church to always be outward oriented, always to not let ourselves be ghettoized and tribalized as if our version of the Catholic Church is the only one that's possible. We've got to reach out and be in dialogue and communion with people of other Christian denominations, people of other world religions, even people who of no religion. That's hard to do because we're being asked to go out of our comfort zone, out of the circles where we are so familiar and safe, and to take a risk and to let God expand his kingdom as God wants to do. So I think with a week to go until Pentecost, we've got a whole lot of good reasons to pray for a new outpouring of God's Holy Spirit, that God will give us the courage and the strength and the trust to reach out beyond what is comfortable and to announce the good news. Jesus said in his gospel to his apostles that we are to be his witnesses, not just in Jerusalem, but to the ends of the earth. And that means all the way to the end. May God bless us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.